There was a massacre in church that got certain forces moving. Many towns are now at least superficially improving, such as in Virginia, where a statue of General Lee stands as a reminder of the days of slavery. In the city center, an indelible mark in the spot that's been renamed Emancipation Park, slated for removal when a judge intervened, which might be the moment that most fully set the scene for 19 injured, one killed today in Charlottesville. With their man in the White House, members of the right marched through the university, torches alight, chanting against immigrants, Africans and Jews. But it's not the flying bottles that put them in the news so much as the bigot in the car, revving his engine loud, speeding forward and then back, running down the crowd, using the same tactic promoted by Islamic State. Maybe he was even shouting, "God is great." 19 injured, one killed today in Charlottesville. More than half the city used to be in chains. Now their descendants, who still remain, are being forced to leave by gentrification, just like poor white folks all across the nation. And with the presidential tweets and xenophobic rants, it's just a matter of time when some pawn takes the chance to plow into a march with half a ton of steel. This is not fake news, it's real. 19 injured, one killed today in Charlottesville. One killed today in Charlottesville.